can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
We're playing a little more of it every week, Don.
It's giving me the shits, that song.
We're playing a little more of it every week, Don, because people are saying they love that introduction.
Are you serious?
They think, you cannot be serious, Don. They think that they've got 2 hours of great listening ahead and they love the music. It just inspires them for the day. Now, Don.
They don't, Don.
We can mention this now, Don. Don't take umbrage to this, but announcing this to the people listening, this is Don's last day. It's been great, but now for a start, Don, it's like kindergarten. What are we going to do today, Don?
No, you tell me, Johnny. It's your world. The world revolves around Johnny, so I'll just conform.
We're going to speak into the microphone is what we're going to do today, says he, moving right off mic now. So it's Don's last day, and people will be disappointed about that, but I don't know how...
You're not disappointed?
No.
Okay.
Don't know how we're going
to
replace...
Happy to see Don go.
How are we going to replace...
Well, you could do it easily.
Who? It would be
Mickey Sheehan. Mickey Sheehan making a comeback.
He probably hasn't gone to an election to allow that to happen. He'd have to be nominated by the public. That's how elections happen. Yeah. So anyhow, as we speak, it's Don Trump's last day.
Was that funny?
Well, when I said it's Don's last day, I watched your face drop as though you fucking seriously. You thought, "Shit, what's going on here? Is Mick coming back?" Amanda gave us that tip. She said, "So it's Don's last day." Now, so Don, it is Don's last day. Have I taken a nice? I enjoyed actually. Have I taken a belting over Graham Corns, great friend of mine? He was. He's taken umbrage at me saying, "I hope a million people turn out and protest against Dopey Joe's inauguration. Calmly, don't want any riots or burning or looting like BLF, the Builders Laborers Federation, BLM, Black Lives Matter, or Antifa, who have wrecked the country for 2 years. This is why I'm so grateful, Don, wait for this. This is why I'm so grateful I've experienced the Trump presidency. From the Kennedy era, remember in the 60s when... Jack, I know. Jack fucked everything that wasn't nailed down.
He wasn't the only one, but keep going.
Just let me tell you the hypocrisy. When Jack Kennedy fucked everything that wasn't nailed down, through to his Teddy Kennedy, who got pissed and drowned Mary Jo Kopechne in the Chappaquiddick on the Chappaquiddick Bridge.
Chappaquiddick. I don't think that was...
No. Chappaquiddick, Don. I hope I speak clearly. Chappaquiddick. Everyone overlooked that and thought he was a hero. When he died.
Well, there was a lot of suspicion, if you remember,
Don,
back to
yes,
those days.
About that. When
yes.
he died.
Why was he with that lady?
Because he was fucking a Don.
I understand.
When this is the hypocrisy of the media. I'm telling you why I'm glad I experienced Trump's presidency. When he died, Ted Kennedy, they eulogised him, thought he was a great man and said he'd done more for women's rights and all that sort of stuff, having just left the woman to drown in the car. And then we had, in later years we had Jimmy Carter, who was not only a peanut farmer, was actually a peanut himself. Then we had the Bush era, who just promoted and... couldn't get enough wars because they made money out of it because they were invested in it. Then we had Billy Clinton, when he wasn't getting blown by Monica Lewinsky, was lying to Congress and Parliament and got impeached for lying. And then we had the most unworthy president ever to be in charge of a country, and that's Barack Obama and his dopey wife.
What about Nixon? You've missed him.
And Reagan.
No, Reagan, I don't think we could slight Reagan. Richard Nixon, right? Richard Nixon, who, you know, the Watergate affair and lied and got run out of office. And then we had, as I say, Obama, the most unworthy and the greatest racist ever to have been invested into the White House. And then we had...
What do you mean we? We live in Australia.
Well, then the Americans, and then we've got Dopey Joe, who is being accused of being a sexual predator, a plagiarist, a liar, a fraudster, and has dementia and Alzheimer's disease, and anything else you like to go is completely senile, and got the most number of votes of any president ever because he was propped up by a corrupt and dishonest media. And they've run... and then they've run Trump out of office. For 4 years they've tried to run him out of office, and he has been fantastic. And that is what I say. And I'm very glad I spent 4 years watching Trump run that country. And now I hope 2 million, 3 million people gather and disrupt Dopey Joe Biden's inauguration ceremony. It would be great comeuppance for them who have...
So why
his
would
supporters,
you say,
Black
just hang
Lives
on,
Matter,
disrupt.
And Antifa, who have burnt, pillaged, raped, and defaced that country for 2 years because they didn't accept a duly elected president of the United States, and now they're whinging about people complaining about Biden, who was propped up by a corrupt social media and mainstream media. That is why I am no hesitation in saying I'm a Trump supporter, and there we are. But it didn't go over well with Graham Corns. I tweeted that. I said, I hope there's disruption. Peaceful disruption. That's what I hope.
How can you have peaceful disruption?
Well, you don't burn things. You don't loot things. You don't deface things. You don't pull statues down. You don't shoot people.
In other
you
words,
stand.
You conform to the rest of the crowd who are peaceful.
Yes.
And you don't make yourself obvious, in other words.
Yes, except you only make yourself obvious by the weight of numbers. That's right. And if someone starts to speak, you shout at them.
Well, that's being disruptive.
Well, that's not being... That is being disruptive, passively disruptive.
No, it's not. It's being disruptive.
So you cannot have
a peaceful demonstration. Well...
Of course you can, Don. Don't contradict yourself.
No, you
being
can't.
Disruptive, it can be peaceful as long as you don't physically do something to the person standing next to you or in front of you or to buildings or inanimate objects.
But you are vocal.
Yes.
Well, that's being disruptive.
Well, I said I hope they disrupt. I did say I hope they disrupt Joe Biden's inauguration.
Why don't you read out what Cornsy said?
Graham Corns, this is because I said I hope...
He's an authority?
No, he said, Sam, you know we're mates, but you really have to move on from this. There is a reason more people voted for Biden, and it has nothing to do with voter fraud. The incumbent couldn't fool more people more of the time, finally.
Hear, hear.
And that is... And then I said to Graham, just having this private conversation in public, I said, Graham... I'm very glad you're a friend of mine, but you have to pay attention. The social platforms and the social media and the mainstream media prohibited people from information that they deserve to have because they didn't agree with the information being disseminated. That should frighten you. That is not free speech. And they did a survey, had they known, the public who voted in the last election, had they known that Biden was in bed with the Chinese and his son, Hunter Biden, had rorted the system and was just a piece of shit himself, happy to say that, they said about 8 or 9% of the people would have changed their vote. But the mainstream media who wanted Biden in suppressed it and wouldn't allow it go on their platforms. That is coercion and that is voter fraud in itself. So
I think
that's
what
opinion.
I think we will hear a lot more from the Vice President of America than we will from the President. It'll be interesting to see who gets up and talks.
Yes, it will be. They've used Dopey Joe is a Trojan horse. They've got him into the White House, and they'll shift him slowly like Weekend at Bernie's.
The lady is already speaking.
Lady?
Yes, Vice President.
The woman.
Lady is far more complicated.
No, she's not a lady. She's a woman. I'm only just saying the woke society don't want people to be called ladies. They just want you to be called people. Don't call someone a lady, Don. Don't open the door for them. Don't say
well, that's
pretty.
A compliment to refer.
I know we're not allowed. No, we're not allowed to give compliments to women these days. We just got to treat everyone the same. We're gender neutral, Don. In case you didn't realise. So there we are. So that's my. I'm very happy to say that, and that's my opinion. And I don't care if people agree with it or don't agree with it. I can't. It makes no difference to me. I can't be stopped from getting a job. I can't be cancelled. I can't be told I can't come on this program. I can't go on that. That is the beauty of where I am in life. I just don't give a fuck about what people think.
Yes, you do.
I don't give a fuck about...
Righto. You ready? You ready to go? I'll hit record now.
Right.
What?
Do we have to put up with that?
No, so that's why I've been going on about this for 4 years. So,
let's start the show.
So hang on. So there we are. So let's just move on to
My topics pale into
give us the text. How much belting do I take? Give us one about what someone wrote in about the rocket here. This is what they said about the rocket.
Where do you? Thank God I'm not on this social media.
Whoa. Doesn't mean they don't say things.
Anyhow, don't worry about what the rocket. This is what they said about the rocket. This is from Howard Kemp.
Howard.
I shouldn't mention his name, but his name's Howard Kemp.
But that could be an assumed name or an alias.
A pseudonym, it could be. I don't know why you'd call yourself Howard Kemp if your name wasn't Howard Kemp. But he says, get rid of Rod.
What?
He's a lefty.
No, he's not. I don't know what he is.
Don.
Keep going. I'll comment as you'd go.
Well, you don't have to know what he is. I'm reading out what Howard said, right?
And then he backed it up with...
He's a lefty. He's ruining your podcast. We come to listen to Sam and Don's conservative views. We're conservatives.
Oh, I'm conservative.
Rod will cost you downloads. He was better as a silent producer. Piss Rod off from his... podcast speaking role. Howard, that's a little savage, Howard. We asked Rod, God love him, Rocket Rod, we asked Rod to come in here and be a counterpoint of view, a bit like Mikey Sheehan and you, Don, when you can think of being a counterpoint of view. You're not across most of the things we speak about. You just speak off the top of that bald head of yours.
Well, what's how funny else do though, you normally speak?
What's funny about Howard, though, is he sent one. He said... Nicola was fantastic. Lefty Rod ruined the interview. Coming in on the end, right? Mm. And then he's gone, nah, bugger it. I need to say more than that. And then he's gone again. Get rid of Rod. He says in another tweet.
So we're
Percy
it's
Jones.
Like I really upset him.
So we're
Percy
conservatives.
Jones rang me too about Nicola last week.
What did he say?
He's scratching his head. He didn't know where she was coming from.
You were intimidated.
No, Percy.
You were intimidated.
Oh, she was taught. She was.
Whoa. No, you were intimidated.
And you were eating
Nicola.
Out of a hand.
She's a Playboy model. Did you know that? She was on Playboy and you looked at her. She has been a star, that woman, and still is. And you
were in awe.
I was in awe.
Yes.
You sat there with your drooling. You were dribbling. You were. You sat there and you looked at her, and I looked at you sometimes to get that tacit. Do you know what tacit means? Tacit, unspoken. Mm. To get that tacit look from you to ask her a question, and you were still, bottom lip
was
very
quivering. Hard to get a question in last week.
Well, I waited because you had no
you
questions.
You were in awe. What
I wasn't
have
in
you
awe.
Downloaded that site that she told you about?
Have you downloaded it? I didn't know what you were going to say then. Have I what? Well, downloaded her site.
The site, what is it, Parler or something she got off Joe Trump?
Perler. Parler.
Parler, that's it.
Yeah, Parler. Now, that's been... Parler has... This is the dishonesty and the corruption of the social platforms, Google and Facebook and Twitter. They have cancelled Parler. They won't give them an outlet to put their views across. They are suppressing conversation and opinion that doesn't align with theirs. That's why it is corrupt, and that's why Graham Corns should be worried about what's going on over there. So
anyhow, Julian Andrew.
What?
Said.
Who?
Can someone please...
What are we talking about
can
now,
someone
Rodney?
Please spray some retardant on Sam Newman? He is disgusting.
Yep. So these are your dissenters, Don.
Hey, Sam Newman. You're one of the biggest fucking jerks in Australia. Boo.
Don't you love this, Don?
There's so many of them.
We've got thousands of them. And while there's thousands of them, there's 10,000 who agree with you. And this is the beauty of the conversation. So if those people were here speaking to us, I wouldn't throw things at them. I wouldn't burn them to the ground. I wouldn't torch them. I wouldn't deface them. I would have a chat with them. That's what it's about. But people who disagree with you suddenly become your mortal enemies.
You know, since I've been doing this, I've had to become a little bit more aware of current affairs. And do you know the most... come to the conclusion. I don't know whether they're dangerous people, but the people who hold very, very, very strong views are academic, who think they're intellectual, they're articulate, and they're left.
Yes, because they try...
Wow.
They try and push their...
I've had a few experiences with them trying to have a discussion, and some have rung me, and... very, very, very difficult to have
very
a rational,
virulent.
No, to have a rational conversation.
I know, because they're delusional and they're demented about what they think, and that their opinion should be everyone's opinion. And those academics are really dangerous because they now instruct people in learning establishments and schools and universities to go to their way of thinking when a lot of people don't agree with it.
Because I was thinking through the week, I have a few people that are the other way too. But they're usually business. Well, they're right, and they're as their views. They're two extreme views, but usually the person who's on the right is a self-made man, or it seems to be one who's in business for himself, and they're a little bit more rational. Maybe I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but it's just an observation I've made in the last 18 months.
Because they're not confident that
who the right or the left bloke.
The left people are not confident that rational conversation will end up proving their point. They think that they might be talked out of something that is logical or not in their line
of
thinking. I'll give you...
They're not self-employed either. They work for...
They're public servants.
Kind of, yes.
They have tenure. Do you know what tenure means? They get appointed to a position and they can't get... sacked, they have tenure of office.
Anyway, that's just an observation of my...
So let's just go through the hypocrisy of what's going on in the community as we speak. The local community, Don, that'll excite you. I don't care if this is sport or not, this is politics. How in God's name, Don, taking the Lord with us
name
on
in
our
vain.
Side. No, yeah. That's not taking it in
okay,
vain.
Okay, well, keep going.
How can... the Australian Open tennis even be considered to be an event starting shortly? It is.
We talked about this weeks ago, John, and it didn't get any airplay, and you didn't take it up. And now it's just bearing fruit, isn't it?
It is. We have got plane loads. Oh. I said 30. You said 15. Doesn't matter. Plane loads of people coming over here who have either contracted the virus the plane or have had it before they've come. They're beginning every opportunity to self-isolate. They're complaining now that they've been locked up. I know a bloke tweeted, a tennis player, which was taken completely out of context, a bloke called Bautista Agut. Is that his name? Bautista Agut. He's a player. And he said, he tweeted privately, he said, a private conversation that was unfortunately released to the media said, it's like a prison being over here in self-isolation before the tennis. It's like being in a prison with Wi-Fi. And people have gone, oh, that's a disgrace to say that. That's exactly what it's like being in self-isolation. We said, we're like battery hens. We've said that for a year. How Dan Andrews can give the green light because we are not confident with who we are. The government is not confident.
Hang on, confident in what way?
I'll tell you, Don. I'm glad you asked. that they think that if we forego the Australian Open tennis, it'll be wiped from the calendar. No. They think we'll never get it back, so we must go on with it. No. They are not confident that this country will attract tennis players in the future to the Australian Open, which has the best facilities in the world for a tennis tournament. They think that if we let it go, so we've got to fall over, bend over backwards to placate Tennis Australia from putting on the Australian Open. When? Listen to this, Don. Miranda Kerr, I don't blame Miranda Kerr for this, but Miranda Kerr, if you know who she is, she's married to a billionaire.
Keep going. Came from Canada.
Right, Gunnedah.
The Gunnedah, didn't she? Yeah.
Yep. Gundawindi Grey.
No, that was Gundawindi. That's up there wide too. Gunnedah.
Have you show jumped up
there,
Don?
Yeah, I have.
They let him in.
Have you met Miranda?
The coldest place in Australia. We jumped 7 o'clock in the morning. There was ice on the grass.
Did you pick up the rails?
Pick up the rails. I couldn't get out of bed. The water was...
So you had a jump at 7 in the morning in cold conditions,
that's
did
right,
you?
With a horse.
I don't think I've ever done that myself. I wait for the room to heat up a bit before I engage. But so you've had a jump at 7 o'clock in the morning up at Gunnedah. Anyhow, Miranda, who is probably a lovely lass, I don't know, but she's married to a billionaire, and she got in a little, got in a Rolls-Royce CUV. Or what is it called?
SUV. Four-wheel drive.
Rollers make four-wheel drives now. And if you were a billionaire, or if you were married to a billionaire, you would have a roller four-wheel drive.
To the point.
She drove for 2 hours to see someone who, I'm not making fun of this, was in a desperate illness, in palliative care, we're told. She was given a rap over the knuckles by the authorities for breaking the lockdown rules.
In Australia.
She's good with rules and social norms, old Miranda.
Here's the rocket.
I wouldn't know. Don't look at me and tell me.
Tell us why you say that, Rocket.
She's no good.
Tell us what. No. She's no good.
You remember when Maradona died and they had the 3 days of mourning? Some soccer fan said, which footballer would have to die in Australia to get a 3-day national holiday? And someone wrote, Sam Newman, but it wouldn't be 3 days of mourning.
I've said this, Don.
When
I die, Don, I'll have the biggest funeral. I'll tell you what, they'll almost have a state funeral for me. I'll have the biggest funeral ever. Do you know why? Because if you give the public what they want, they'll turn up. Now,
hang on. Can we please get back to Miranda Kerr? Did this happen in Australia?
Rocket, speaking into the microphone.
Yeah, sorry.
Go ahead.
She was driving from her palatial wherever, where she was allowed to self-isolate.
Her multi-million dollar property.
In Australia or America?
Here.
She's married to a mogul.
What?
A mogul.
Does he ride a horse? Moguls,
I don't think he's ever had a
Mongols,
jump.
Mongols, no.
Mongol? No, he's not a Mongol. He's not a Chinese Mongol. I don't think he's ever had a jump at 7 in the morning, though. I don't think, Don. Go ahead.
No, well, that's all. So she was one of those rare sort of entitled people that were allowed to self-isolate on their country estate. And she broke it. And she broke the 14-day curfew. She was caught 2 hours away. Supposedly,
well, she
must
live
someone
in the country. Is she moved back to Gunnedah?
Up
near the Brazier.
She lives
plane
on a property up
who
there.
Cares? You get the point.
I don't. It's the most fertile plane in Australia.
She's fertile
that?
Too, apparently. Who? Now, Don, that's not the point. The point is that she has broken the curfew and she's had a slap on the wrist from authorities. Let me tell you this. 3 carloads of Indians. Indians, from India.
I was going to say red from America. Yeah,
No, not Cherokee Indians. Not the whoa, 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 whoa,
no,
whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, Native Americans.
Indians, not in those Indians.
Indian Indians.
Indians from, next
from
to
India.
Pakistan.
No, they're Pakistan.
I said next to Pakistan. So 3 carloads of Indians. Listen to this. Were looking for a restaurant which they had plugged into their
GPS.
GPS.
This is not a joke, by the way.
This is not a joke. They were in.
You two have had a production meeting.
Looking at the news.
Have. This is all contrived.
He just told me about it when we were going to get the coffees. He just told me about this one.
Do you know what people say about this podcast? I start off speaking and then you interrupt and go into a completely different train of thought until we have to get back. I'm going to say this again. This is why there's one set of rules and people aren't confident with who they are. Three carloads of Indians who were minding their own business and had plugged into the GPS a restaurant name up in Echuca, and the restaurant took them across the river or across the border to Moama. And they were looking for the restaurant, and when they entered New South Wales, the coppers stopped them, or the police stopped them, and said, what are you doing? So we're looking for... I won't take the accent off because that's politically incorrect. They said, we're looking for this restaurant. It said to go here and turn left here and turn right here. And they said, you know you're in New South Wales. And they said, no, we didn't. We didn't. We're looking for this restaurant. They detained them across the border and made them self-isolate in a hotel, a motel, for 2 weeks.
In Moama?
In Moama.
I don't know whether you blokes are serious.
It's true.
This is
100%.
They inadvertently crossed the border looking for the restaurant which was on the GPS, and they couldn't find it, and they were about to go back
Are they natives of Echuca?
They're natives of India.
Oh, you idiots. You blokes are...
Don, if they were native...
Did they come from Melbourne, India,
yes,
Rochester?
Yes, of course they came from Melbourne. Do you think if they were...
Burnawang North.
Do you think if they were natives of Echuca, they'd be looking for a fucking restaurant on the GPS? There's only 12 shops in Echuca. Don, please, man. The point is, they were up there on holidays and they were about to take their families to a restaurant.
You didn't explain yourself. Holidays makes a big difference.
They were about... Three carloads of Indians.
Three just, now.
I said three carloads.
Convoy.
Come in, big buddy. Breaker.
Can I interrupt again?
Oh, please.
Please.
Hang on. James Dillon. Tell Don to stop speaking over and interrupting the guests while answering the questions. Please. Aidan Thomas replied, hear, hear. Not only that, it really bugs me when Don does it when Sam is literally answering his question.
What are their names?
James Dillon, James. And Aidan Thomas.
And who?
Aidan Thomas.
Jim and Hayden.
Aidan.
Go and get what, Don? This is feedback from our listener.
We're talking about cars. I watched a film last night. Now, you're into cars.
So
you ready?
Has this got anything to do with the Indians?
It's got the car bit twig bit.
I see. So when I said the three carloads of Indians,
yes,
the car
I
thing,
immediately thought of a car. And do you know, I watched Bullet last night. You remember Bullet, Steve McQueen? Back in the 60s, the film.
Harry Bullet.
I don't know what... His surname was Bullet.
Frank Bullet.
Might have been Frank.
How do you spell Bullet?
B-U-L-L-I-T.
Correct.
And listen, he was driving a Mustang.
68 fastback.
Okay. I think that is one of the best designed cars...
Do you, Don?
I do. What do you think?
I think it is a very good and nice
design. As a design.
I have one out the back here.
What? Similar to that Bullet one? Same. The hardback, fastback.
Yes.
It's actually a bit better. Is
it? You deadly. I haven't seen this one.
Yes, you have. You like that one.
Yeah. What colour is it?
It's crimson.
Did you have it painted? That wouldn't be factory colour.
It is factory colour.
This was a kind of a Lincoln green or
it's
Brunswick
green.
No, the one in Bullet was...
I know it was. I've watched the film, and that Bullet car, they used four of them in the film. There's three of them they can't find, and they found one in a garage somewhere, and it sold for $5 or $6 million.
Why would they use four of them in the film?
Because they wreck them and they take half the interior out of them to put the cameras in so then they use the proper one, or not the proper one, the fully kitted out one that Steve McQueen actually drove himself. He did his own stunts in it.
He was a racing car driver, wasn't he?
Well, he sort of was, yes.
What do you mean sort of?
Oh, well, he was.
How can you be sort of?
Well, you can be an amateur or a car racer, or you can be a professional one.
What were you?
I was an amateur one, Don. So that's got you the train of thought. Mentioning there were
the
three
Indians
carloads
in the car,
of Indians.
Yeah, and I just happened to watch this film last night and I went away thinking, that is probably one of the best designed cars I've seen.
Good, well, that's...
Going along, the other one that came to mind was the Ford. Remember the Ford, there was only a few of them
GT?
Made. A GTA, D-G-T-H-I.
Going through the alphabet, D-G-H-I-J-K.
Being smart ass.
All right, sorry,
Don. Smart ass. Do you know the one Alan Moffat you drove at Bathurst? There's only a few of them made.
Yes.
What was that one?
G-D-H-O.
I don't know.
No, that was a Falcon. G-D-H-O. Do you know what H-O meant?
No.
Gran Turismo H-O. No. Handling option. H-O means handling option. Had all the handling shit on it. Don, the point of mentioning the Indians is Miranda Kerr gets in her car.
We're back to Miranda Kerr.
Well, this is the point of the conversation, you clown.
We've gone everywhere.
Miranda Kerr, we'll get on to some more hypocrisy in a minute. Amanda Kerr gets into a car and she drives to see a friend 2 hours away and she gets a slap on the wrist saying, no, please go back to the estate and self-isolate. 3 carloads of Indians. I know it's Bullet and it's a great looking car, but that's got nothing to do. That's got nothing to do with the Indians. Bet the Indians wish they had the Bullet car. They could have outrun the coppers. So they're over in Moama and they've been they've been quarantined for 2 weeks. A motel has come to the rescue. A motel has come to the rescue and said, we'll give them half rates. It's cost them a fortune to self-isolate 13 people because the GPS took them across to Moama.
This is not true.
It is true, Don. So there's the hypocrisy of what is going on. How the Australian Open tennis, I'm all for the tennis, and how they could allow that to go ahead. Now, they're whinging now that they're self-isolated and they can't practice, and they're saying, can we be billeted out to people in the suburbs who have tennis courts so we can practice?
Yeah, do you think they're whinging?
Do I?
Yeah. Do you think it's whinging or not? Do you think it's fair and reasonable? We've invited them here. We've put this tournament on. We've insisted this tournament go ahead.
Yep.
So we invited them here.
Apparently, I'm not sure the head of Australia, Tennis Australia.
I'd know. Craig Tiley.
Tilly. Apparently, he said that this was made clear to them before they came. They billeted the whole of the contingent out at the Western Hotel in the city, and then the people who have private apartments in the Western said, just a minute, they said, you've got 1,000 people coming here to be billeted in a COVID environment. He said, we live here. He said, why do we have to be?
I know one of them, yeah.
So they
Johnny,
took
they why didn't
took
you bring
the Western,
all this up weeks ago?
Because they're very old, the residents there.
They
up.
Took Tennis Australia and the Western to court saying, we don't want to be in an environment where COVID might spread. So this is Australia Tennis, or Tennis Australia have... They are so desperate to run this tournament, they haven't crossed the T's and dotted the I's. They have no idea where to put them. Someone said it's like being this man, Mr. Agut, who a private conversation said it's like being in prison with
wife. Mr. Agut, is he in the Indian car? I'm losing track of all of this.
I mentioned who Mr. Agut was. I just said Mr. Agut texted. He said... It was a private conversation taken out of context that has unfortunately been released to the media without my knowledge or my consent. This is Batusta Agut. He was a tennis player come here to play tennis.
I reckon the whole thing's an overreaction. I reckon even when I looked at Djokovic's questions.
Yes.
They were reasonable. Fair, it's worth asking the question. They can only say no.
Did I not say that?
But I don't reckon they're whinging at all. I reckon they're taking the piss. They're having fun. Even... what's his name? Silly? Yeah. What's his name? Tommy's girlfriend. She was taking the piss. She was smiling. You know, with her thing about her washing her hair and everyone's gone crazy about it. That was a bad joke.
Yeah.
No, she was smiling when she was saying it. She wasn't genuinely, you know, in hardship.
I don't want to bring this back to me, Don. When I was interviewed on the media, I said...
About what?
About the lockdown. I said, we're like battery hens. Now we know what a battery hen feels. What's wrong with having a tongue-in-cheek comments Correct. About things? So this is Tennis Australia and us not being confident with who they are. The reason they are going on with this tennis competition here, the Australian Open, is because they fear that this will be the end of the Australian Open, because if we miss out, there's a whole lot of other countries that want to have a Grand Slam tournament, and... We have the best facilities in the world. We look after the tennis facilities in the world. We look after the people who come. Everyone universally said it's the
We've
best tournament in the world. We have
priority complex in Australia.
It's like the Grand Prix.
I'm glad they don't know where Australia is, some people in this world, because as soon as they discover it, we're gone.
So it's like the Grand Prix.
You didn't happen to read an article. Can't
give me that, please. Go ahead. I'm just reading something off the wires here.
You didn't read that article last week that appeared about the increase in sexually transmitted...
Look, this is what I just passed him.
What?
Same thing.
STDs, Tom.
How about that? Well, I was going to say gonorrhea and chlamydia, which are STDs.
Don,
but the figures have gone up in the last...
Explain why, please. Explain how you've gone on to this.
From a vegan point of view... A vegan point of view.
Explain what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about, but the listener mightn't.
Oh, no. Well, you're so good at it. You explain. Well, you take over.
They said STDs are on the rise because people now are not using prophylactics, that is condoms.
No, they... Well...
Because they think that the plastic... They're bad for
the environment. Yeah, but what about the latex ones? Are they biodegradable? They're not.
And the vegans can't use the lambskin ones
either.
That's
right, because they've been in...
They haven't used those for 200 years.
And
what is it? A casein, isn't it? Because they're dipped in a casein.
Mm.
Because well, that's the lambskin one. Because
yes, I know, Don. So the vegans say they can't use animal products or get any lanolin or on their dicks or whatever.
That's because of the lamb's wool condom.
Yeah, that's right.
And they're not using the polyurethane one because it's not biodegradable.
Surely they haven't used the lamb's gut one since the days of Sovereign Hill.
Sovereign Hill?
Well, whatever.
Using them at Sovereign
Hill?
Well,
they weren't. Surely nobody uses those anymore.
They had them up there.
They whip out a sausage casing.
Those because they're all miners.
It's like the big Kotex pads for when women have their period. They don't have them anymore. You know, those big mattresses.
The periods?
They have their periods.
But do you remember?
They used to strap those big mattresses in between their groin. Now they just don't use them. They use tampons.
Do you remember, though, back in the day, people would make up all sorts of ridiculous excuses not to use them, right?
Mm. Use what?
Condoms.
And now they go...
What type of excuses?
Well, I just wanted to have open and free sex without having a sheath on your dick, Don. Do I have to explain everything to you?
Yes, you
so
do.
So now they say, come on, Dale.
Where I don't know what
they
you're
say, come on, Dale, it's bad for the environment. And all right, then.
That's right.
And then they jump in their V8 and drive home.
Do you mind if I don't use a condom this time because I'm all the skins are choking the chooks when I throw them out the window? Bloke came out.
The skins are choking the chooks.
Well, the bloke living next door to this apartment said, hey, mate, he said, there's a whole lot of condoms on the ground. Bloke said, no, they're not condoms. He said, they're just potato skins. I throw them out the window. And the bloke said, well, could you stop throwing the potato skins out the window? They're choking me chooks. And they were condoms. So Don, listen to me. Listen to me, man. So this has led to the fact that we're having unprotected sex and people and STD, socially transmitted diseases or infections, are on the rise. And someone said to me, I've said you this before, someone who wasn't really just a bit naive said, what is the little knob on the end of the condom for? You know what the knob on the end of the condom for is for where the sperm to go into. But this bloke said, what is the knob on the end of the condom for? He said, that's to stand on when you're trying to get it off.
So bad. It's funny.
So there's another piece of hypocrisy.
What's the hypocrisy here? What the vegans say?
That's right. Just
I thought, what
Donald, we went
I
to
couldn't believe that article. I could not believe it.
So here's a piece.
Don, we went to Sam's fish and chip shop, in Werribee.
That's the one. Yes.
Very then, good kippers.
Hey, can I ask you a question before we get there? How did you get there? Because I had to go down that way, and I finished up out in Altona.
Oh well, you should have been like the Indians. You put the GPS on.
I took the exit to the left. Which way do you?
I don't know. Took me hours to get
you
there.
Took you hours to get to Werribee, did you?
Yes.
You are seriously, Don. There's
over
something wrong
West
with you.
Over that Westgate Bridge, they're doing roadworks.
Yeah, they are. That's for the tunnel. So
I think
Don,
you went through the tunnel before it was finished.
So you can now understand how the Indians just wandered into Moama and have to self-isolate for 2 weeks. You couldn't find Werribee on your GPS. How easy is that? It's a big city on the way down to Geelong, on the main highway.
I know exactly where it is.
Anyway, we're walking back to the car because Dopey couldn't find a spot. And
that's me.
And this woman in a pram, we're going past her, and this woman gets with this, you know, with her, she gets by side and she realizes who it is. And she goes, "Oh, Sam, what brings you to Werribee?" And without even missing a beat, he goes, "I'm thinking about buying it."
It was a good line, wasn't it?
She was a good sport.
The woman said, "Really?" I said,
I'm
thinking about buying it. She said, "How much?" I said, "Adele, that's a joke." She said, "Ah, good one."
What about our friend Fiona Byrne? Did you read her article about Kim
Duthie?
Duthie on the weekend. Duthie.
There's another good.
Now, poor girl.
She's on fire.
Who?
Fee.
Fee or Kim?
No, Fee.
Fee, why is she on fire?
Oh, well, she's giving you fodder to speak about
no,
on
no,
the podcast.
I just thought, why would this poor girl bring up or the fact that she wants
who's
to
the
write
poor girl, Fee or
no, Kim
explain
Duthie.
To the listener, Don.
Kim Duthie. We'll
this
get
is
there.
This is the Kilda schoolgirl. Tell people.
Shut up.
Tell people who Kim Duthie is.
I was getting there, Johnny, if I could get in.
Go ahead.
She made a name by liaising with footballers from St Kilda and Ricky Nixon. Back
he's
in
a
about
St Kilda footballer.
He was too, former, as well as Carlton and Hawthorn, and 2011. And she's now living, I think, in Queensland, and she wants to write a book because I think the...
She is writing a book.
She is about, what is it called, the confidentiality clauses are now elapsed.
Yes.
And I think, why would you want to bring up this again?
And one of her great quotes, as Fee pointed out in the article you told me, Kim Duthie said, "This is not to create any more controversy, this book." Wow,
yeah,
really?
Exactly. That's
no, that won't create any more controversy. She's going to, I presume, tip in all the people who have fraternised with her why and who, and maybe this won't be controversial at all.
No.
Kim is going to write a... She said people are fascinated by just what's been going on with my life, but it's not to create any more controversy. So that's lucky about that.
Well, what about talking about women and Kim? Women in this profession tend to be more likely to cheat.
Just tell people what you're doing.
No, I'm asking you a question. All right. What are the women in this profession, what profession do these women exist that tend to likely cheat? Now, you got public relations.
This is from your Christmas gift of questions.
You have to explain. I'm
yes, we do, because otherwise they're a bit crude.
They're
crude.
Some of them are.
And otherwise people...
some of them are...
Don, just like you jumped from cars from the Indians to Bullet, people were wondering why you're going to mention this now. This is from one
women
of your Christmas gifts, questions you were given. This is one of them.
Women in this... I'm glad you cleared that up. Women in this profession tend to be more likely to cheat. A, public relations. B, stripping. C, acting. D, medicine.
PR. That's what it's
D called medicine.
Oh,
really?
Yes. And you've got you reckon you've been experienced that, don't you?
What, from women in medicine?
Not women.
Well, they said women in medicine obviously tend to lie more than what they do in other professions.
Cheat.
In other professions.
As in sexually or about your condition?
Monopoly.
Well, cheat sexually or about cheating about whether
games.
You need an operation or not.
I haven't got a wife. You have. You're not. No, you haven't got a wife. You'd,
how many wives have you had, Don, of your own?
One, two.
So if you
have a wife, now you do.
Yes.
She is most likely to cheat on you with the following person. With the following person. A, a colleague. B, a bartender.
Colleague.
C, the babysitter.
Colleague.
Or D, an in-law.
Colleague.
Colleague.
Well done.
Well, that's just
well
obvious.
Done.
How do you know people if you stick
well
around
done.
With them?
Well hmm? Done.
Oh, whose colleague? Theirs or yours?
Anyone.
Just said colleague.
Anyone's. If you're standing erect and breathing, you're through to the semis without dropping a set, I reckon. That's how it goes. Man, woman or beast. Mind you, does it say anything about animals there? Does it say which animal are you more likely to have sex with? A
possum. Sometimes the urge can't wait.
A honey badger, a possum, a llama, or a dog. I would go C. dog.
See.
A llama.
Yeah.
Would you? Bigger.
I don't know.
Just you can't kick you with its hoofs. They're done.
Sometimes the urge can't wait. In which of these places are people most likely to have sex in public? The urge can't wait.
Park.
So, hang on.
No, hang wait on. For the, hang on. I'm just reading the question so you get it again.
Yeah.
Sometimes
this is your Christmas gift.
Yes.
This is the gift keeps giving.
In which these places are people most likely to have sex in public? Right. The car. B. The public bathroom.
What's
C,
that?
The public bathroom, the toilet.
Oh, thank you.
C, the beach, and D, the park.
I would go the shitter. If you're at a venue,
where would you do it,
Don? If you're at a venue and you've had 800 Bundaberg rum and cokes, and there's a fair-looking man or woman or beast over in the corner, I reckon you'd grab it or her or him by the short and curlies and rip her into the shitter. What do you reckon, Don? Rip him in. What do you think, Don?
Well, the answer is D, a park.
Bullshit.
Well,
park.
It's all bullshit.
That
anyway.
Is crap. That is absolute
Sam
crap.
Would rip him in the shitter.
You would, wouldn't you?
Hey, do you boys buy meat or are you buying chicken to eat? Or don't you do
well, now
shopping?
That cows are eating seaweed.
What are you buying? Both. Do you realise the cost of meat at the moment? This is I think it'd be an all-time high. A six-month-old steer.
Yes.
6 months ago.
You've got big
six
breasts.
6 months ago was selling for $1,300 at the market. That's 9 to 10 months old. Now they're bringing $17,000 to $2,000. A head, and for a three-year-old steer, $2,500 to $3,000.
That's like the young girl that went into the doctor's surgery, and the doctor said, "Right, take your top off, and now big breaths, please." And she said, "Yes, and I'm only 16." Now, Don.
Now, do you realise why the prices are so high, you two idiots?
No, why?
This is a result of the drought. Because people are restocking. No, they're restocking now. We've got water. Now, they all sold in the drought, which was 18 months ago. If you remember when we started the podcast, we were talking about the drought up in the Darling and wherever else.
Yes.
Well, now rain has come.
Rain has
plenty
come.
Of feed, but there's no stock. So the farmers are out buying, and consequently the price of meat has gone.
And lamb?
And lamb has. It's just astronomical. Probably the highest it's ever been.
Okay. Well.
What about the price of dogs? Seriously, have you seen how much puppies are worth now?
So you're going to eat a dog?
No, I'm just talking about the price rise. When I talk to my friends, you know, like a grudel, which is
a what?
A grudel,
no,
which
I
is
don't
a
know
golden
a
retriever crossed with a poodle.
Why wouldn't you just
no,
call that?
A dog
why wouldn't you
got,
call that a
I'll
a
tell
mongrel.
You, I'll tell you why, Don.
$1,000
crossbreds a mongrel.
$9,000. And
this
they have like 14 in a litter. Can you see why puppy farming happens?
This is to highlight your point, Don, about sex in the park. You have a dog, a groodle or a dog, suddenly sees another dog and goes over and plugs into it, doesn't care what breed it is, and suddenly you've got a hybrid breed of poodles. Yeah.
Right, hang on. This is called a mongrel. They're crossbred mongrels.
No, they're designer dogs, they tell me.
Well, right. It's a poodle.
And a golden retriever.
Right. And what is that it? Just the two?
The two. So supposedly
what type of dog do you get out of those two? What's
like
it look like?
Big, shaggy, sort of cute dog thing.
A cute dog? It's big
yeah, I shaggy. Agree with you, Dial. It's a mongrel. It's a bit like the bloke who lived in Goat Hill and he thought he wanted to upgrade himself.
Goat
so
Hill.
He renamed it Angora Heights. Now, Don.
Target. The same.
Say that again, Don.
There you go,
I
Don.
Tried to. Give us a look at it. What a shit-looking dog. Are you serious?
It's a cute dog.
It's not cute.
Then you've got the Labradoodle, which is a Labrador and a poodle. And a Cavoodle, which is a cavalier and a poodle.
Oh, you've got it fair dinkum.
Now, Don.
No, you blokes have gone right.
You've got eight or nine grand.
What have you got?
No, I've just got pointers.
Now, Don.
What pointers?
Yeah, gun dogs.
Hunting dogs. Mm. Yeah, okay.
Now, Don, we're just going to... We've got plenty to talk about. I'm going to ask you one other thing, and I know this is fraught with danger, talking about this, but it is a very valid subject to speak about, because I don't care if you get typecast or branded, this is not what this is about. But...
I'm nervous.
So, remember when we said what the Oscars are going to be based on, whether you qualify to win an Oscar? It's whether... Yeah, I'm not making this up. You know this is a fact. It's whether 30% of the staff or the actors are either have mental, are mentally incapable. They have a mental deficiency or a physical disability. That 30%, in order to be inclusive,
So we're good to go.
Yeah. So you qualify on both accounts. You're physically also impaired and you're mentally impaired.
Subjective, isn't it?
Yep. So 30%. So now in this moment of inclusivity and inclusion, there's a lot of films coming on the market now and a lot of series where there are same-sex relationships, like men...
So I understand. You don't have to explain. Yeah, work out.
What I'm saying is, if you have a preference that you'd rather watch heterosexual relationships on the screen... If you just have that, if that is your preference, you don't necessarily want to see men having a relationship with men or vice versa.
Yes, yes.
You will find that you now get branded as being either a bigot, homophobic, or you will be suddenly branded because you have a preference. I would rather watch a series where the encounters with people, the relationships are of a heterosexual nature. That does not mean I could care less who goes out with who or what they do.
Your point?
Well, we are now, you would be told that you are homophobic and you are not inclusive if you don't have that, if you have that preference.
You've got the preference whether you turn the television on or it's up to you.
So my point is, if... The Oscars now require people to fit into those categories and you must be inclusive as to having same-sex relationships. If that affects people at the box office because the general community just does not wish that to happen, will they still go on, cut their nose off to spite their face, so to speak, or will they tailor the requirements for making films in order to make the box office a fiscal reality and a fiscal success? That's my point. If enough people don't go to the movies because the same-sex relationships in most of the movies they watch and they just don't wish to watch that, will they tailor the films they make to massage the bottom line, or will they just continue
bottom line, surely. That's why the whole Marvel thing works. The Marvel sort of franchise. They don't win awards, but all the big stars go on that.
Okay, can I go on a little bit further? Talking about this type of thing, what happened with Hannah Mounsey last week? I just read a quick article.
She's suing the AFL.
Yes, in Canberra. Now, I read the article. Is she playing in a men's team or is she playing in a women's team?
Very good point, Don. She says she has no desire to play in the women's competition, in which case she says... I'm not sure why she's going to sue the AFL. She is selfish, and selfish.
Hang on. Before you make, can I ask you? She was playing women's football down here
in
Melbourne.
And then she was stopped.
And she was stopped.
Yes.
So she's now moved to Canberra.
Yes.
And she's playing in a male club or team.
I don't think so.
Yes, I think that's right.
She was playing in the second or the twos or something and was much better than what those players were. And I thought she was going to earn promotion into the senior team, but she wasn't allowed. How I read it?
I think that is correct, Don.
AFL on now.
Yes, she says she has no desire to play women's football, but she's doing it on behalf. I don't know who she's doing it on behalf of.
Why can't she play men's football?
Maybe there's different facilities for changing where you. I don't know, but I read that, and she. I tell you, I've said this before. Hannah Mouncey can be whoever she wishes, or it makes no difference. But this gets back to the women, biological women playing sport. She. I don't know why she's.
But she's doing the right thing by playing with men.
Yes.
That's what I think.
She's singling as a woman, but she is biologically a male. Yeah. And that's fine.
Yeah.
She should not, and this is not personally really about her, but this is about her imposing her will and the will of other transgender people onto biological female sport. It shouldn't be allowed.
Yes, but no. In this case, I think she should be allowed to play in the men's competition.
Because biologically she's a male.
That's right.
That I have no problem with that. Why?
So why is she being stopped?
I don't know, but she's suing the AFL, and you'll notice the
AFL...
She's
not playing in a male competition.
What? I didn't know what to... That's why I'm asking the question.
I agree with you.
I didn't understand the article.
No, I didn't either. She just did say that she has no desire to play women's football, but...
No, she didn't...
So the way I read it is...
Okay, go on, Rod.
She's been playing in the level below AFLW, right? As in...
No, I thought...
She has been, right? And then now she's gone to Canberra and she's playing there in a similar level, you know what I mean? Like of... Tier 2, let's call it, you know, like VFL, say, that's right. And they're now going to enforce the rules on AFLW onto this next level down, which is then going to rule her out again.
Oh, so she is playing against women.
Yeah.
I interpreted she was playing in a male team.
No. It was a very ambiguous article. She says she has, this was her quote, I wrote it down, I have no desire to play AFWL.
Yeah, so what she's saying is she's happy to play at the tier two. She's not trying to go up to AFLW. She's happy to play in the level below.
Is it, well, that women play in?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. That's not what I read.
What? I'm just reading.
Well, then why would she say she has no desire to play
so
AFLW?
So what she's saying is because she's been told she applied to play in the AFLW. And they said no because they've got these rules with testing and whatnot. And so she was happy to play in the level below. So she couldn't go up into that level. But now they're saying they're going to bring those same criteria into down to the level below and she's going to get ruled out of that as well. So she's saying, look, I'm happy to sit in this tier and not go up. But they're going to bring the rules down to the level she's now playing at. So she can't play that either.
They should completely ignore what she's on about. Not because she can choose to be whoever she wishes, but... she should not impose her sexuality on biological female sport.
Nor should
anyone.
Two more topics I'd like to talk about. One is winery tours.
What, Don?
Winery tours. Winery tours.
Okay.
Now, you're conducting winery tours out through the Diamond Valley, is that right?
I am.
Well, that's what I saw on a... Post John Newman.
What am
Sam
I doing?
Sam Newman. Are you conducting winery tours?
That'd be funny.
Please. No, he'd be right out of his comfort zone. This is why I'm asking the question.
I was sent an email
or whatever it is on the phone, a message.
Oh,
and it's got a photograph of you conducting winery tours in the Diamond Valley.
No, I know what you're on about now. Because me conducting.
You're getting you going ratty as you get older.
Me conducting a winery tour was that. I know what you're talking about. I was asked to come and speak at a winery.
Oh.
I'm not conducting a tour. I was asked to be. I think there was some people touring the winery, and as a bit of. I'll use this, you can't see the air quotes, entertainment, I was asked to come and speak.
Oh, okay, sorry. Well, I interpreted it as you actually conducting the winery tour. You're getting right outside your comfort zone here.
Well, you'd
have to be friendly.
I do know.
You'd have to talk to people.
I do
say
know.
Say hello and goodbye.
I'm going to speak to people. I'm going to speak with them. I'm going to...
No, you speak at people.
Yeah, well, I'm going to do that. But I have a little interest in wine. I opened a Beaujolais the other day. I was amused by its impudence, Don. It's a very nice...
Impudence?
Not impudence. It's impudence. I was amused by its impudence. That's a winery term when you're assessing a wine. You say, has a definite nose and a nice second palate. and it has tannin aftertastes, and I was amused by its impudence. That's what it is. But I'm not conducting a tour. I'm only there to speak to those people who wish to listen to me. Okay. And if you don't wish to listen to me, I suppose don't suppose you go to the tour.
Thanks for clear. The other thing is,
yes, Don,
they're all talking about January the 26th, Australia Day. I happened to go through, I remember doing this at primary school, William Dampier and Dirk Hartog and what was his name? Abel Tasman, who sailed around Tasmania and then
hence
went off.
Hence the name.
Well done. And I just contemplated, like Torres Strait Islands was named after a Spaniard.
And Mr. Torres.
Yes, he was a Spaniard looking for Batavia, I think.
Oh, yeah. Torres.
What, Rodney?
I just didn't
you do this at Footscray Tech?
No, didn't turn
okay,
up.
You didn't do history. How would Australia, and I contemplated, you've got all of these, and it just happened that Captain Cook came down and found the East Coast.
And Governor Phillip.
Well, yes, but he was the one. Okay. What would have happened to Australia had the Dutch and the Spanish settled here first?
Very good point. I'm glad you mentioned that. Have you ever heard, this is not getting off the subject.
And they did it years before Captain Cook came along.
Have you ever heard of Jacinta Nambapinga Price?
Yes, very outspoken and makes a lot of sense.
A black activist.
Yes, from Northern Territory.
A town councillor from Alice Springs.
Yes.
And she slams unmercilessly or unmercifully Black Lives Matter, said they're nothing more than ignorant narcissists. She said we should stick to the Australia Day date. The landing of the First Fleet on January the 26th was a very significant day. So she's not onto all this crap about dividing the country.
No. This is a subjective thing I can appreciate.
That's her, I'm saying. But if we say that, we're racist. She says that and
she's being victimised too, John, because she was going to speak on the east coast at Coffs Harbour or one of those towns and she was barred.
This is where we came in, Don. This is a great segment to finish this first
What are you getting tongue-tied? What's wrong?
First podcast on. This is where we came in. She has an opinion that because it doesn't suit the people who she's been asked to speak in front of, she gets barred. That's this is right. A bit like saying that you're a Trump supporter and that precludes you from getting employment anywhere, having any credibility at all because it's your opinion. She makes more sense in a day than most people do in a lifetime because she is objective about it and not subjective. And she says, if... It's a very significant day when those people, when Cook Philip landed here because we are what we are today and most people have benefited.
I understand that, but I can also appreciate the other side. But what does, what concerns me a bit is the allowance of the council of state authorities to allow, and I think even the word is insightful, and that's Invasion Day.
Of course.
What happened to last week we all agreed to just picking a new date?
Well, I don't...
Well, she
I
says...
I thought about it, and that's why I went through it, to see who discovered Australia when and what. That's why I went there, to come up with a new date. But
she says it's a significant date.
Hang on. Is it the date that the Dutch or the Spanish discovered Australia, or is that the day you celebrate, or is it Captain Cook, or is it Captain Philip when he landed... You know,
yes.
With all the
prisoners. Fleet.
The First Fleet.
Why does she any of those? Why can't it be just something else? Let's think outside the square.
But she says that's a very significant day and we should also be under, this is what she says, we should be under one flag. Not have two flags that represent our country. Not the Union Jack with the Southern Cross in it or the Aboriginal flag. We should have either a hybrid flag or one flag that denotes who we are. And whatever that flag is, but not flags flying beside one another, that is divisive in its own right. Speaking about hypocrisy,
but I think it's necessary while there's a Union Jack on it, isn't it?
What's that?
It's necessary to have separate flags while there's a Union Jack on our flag.
Well, that is a different argument.
It's an argument.
I didn't say it wasn't an argument. I said that's a different argument.
Well, most
we should have one flag.
Commonwealth countries have. That symbol
yeah, but
of
the
Union
but
Jack.
What Sam's saying,
or
though,
for old Commonwealth.
But what? If we change the flag and let's have one which incorporates everything as you're saying, But we need to get rid of the Union Jack, surely.
Well, we don't. What we need to do is have one flag. We've said this before, outside the United Kingdom Embassy, the Australian Embassy. There's two flags flying out the front. One is the Aboriginal flag, yeah, and one is good. The Union Jack with the Southern Cross on it. And people say, "What's that?" They say, "Oh, that's two flags representing one country." If that's not divisive in its own right and not unifying, I don't care what flag it is. But let's just have one flag that represents our country.
Yeah, but I can understand why they reject the flag that has a Union Jack on it.
Well, that's right, but that's what Jacinta Price says, that is a significant day when the First Fleet landed and they were here on behalf of the British or whoever they were. If you don't want to do that, let's have a moratorium, not a moratorium, let's have a referendum. Plebiscite on what their flag should be. It's like whether we're a republic or we're a monarchy. So Don, a very good point you bring up, because if Jacinta Price says that, it's okay for her to say that, although she gets barred from speaking. If we say that, we're racists. All we're trying to do is be objective about this country we live in. So
hey, hang on, and what about, while we go on, just changing the subject, because I'm sick of that.
Oh, are you done?
I am. I just think
okay, you brought it up.
I understand.
Okay, you brought it up. Now you're sick of it.
Okay. Now, we brought this one just up weeks ago again, a little bit like the tennis, this Pfizer vaccine in Norway. Now, do you realise it's, you know, having an effect upon elderly people?
Yes.
We're rushing. It's a little bit like the AIDS. If you remember when the AIDS thing happened, years ago, they were looking for a vaccine, and what, how past 10? We've gone for hours. It's been an enjoyable day.
We have got going, Don.
No,
Don,
I'm just saying ahead. About the Pfizer vaccine. It should have been tested. We're really clutching straws to get something, and you notice how the federal government are backing off at a million miles an hour too.
Now, Don, we have covered sport and a general in this hour of chat. It's been fascinating, but I tell you what is fascinating.
What's that?
Because you and I know nothing about what we're going to speak about next with our guest.
As opposed to everything else?
We're going to speak to a man, who I've asked to come in here to explain how a thing you and I know nothing about operates and what its pitfalls are, and it's about the social media platforms. He's sitting next to me now, and I'm going to say this, and I mean this in the nicest possible way. I've never met him before, but he's a tech boffin, a tech nerd.
Would you do this I think when he's you do a tech, the introduction?
I think he's a tech boffin, and I think he's a tech nerd, which means he is fully across everything that's going on about the social media and what's going on in the world.
We have to go through this again.
Yeah, we've got to go through the whole thing. No, he'll quote Wikipedia next time.
You said he wasn't on Wikipedia.
Can we wind this up? Can you hit the music?
No, so we're going to...
Rodney, bang!
We're going to introduce him now.
Don't listen to him.
Late at night, I'm worried because you ain't treating me right. Come back again, I'm just crazy about you, babe.